Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Zmira Ozarowski, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Ayin Zayin, 77. In this perek, Asaf is suddenly back to where he started, struggling with feelings of abandonment, feeling that Hashem has left him, that his tefillot are going unanswered. Pasuk Bet, Koli Elokim, my voice rises to Hashem, ve'etzaka Koli Elokim, my voice to Hashem, vazin elai, that he should listen to me. Rashi notes that the word koli is written here twice, koli el elokim ve'etzaka koli, pa'amayim, ki ze pa'am achar pa'am. Over and over again, Asaf is crying out to Hashem, and he feels no relief and is overwhelmed by anguish. This leads him to question Hashem's presence. Bayom tzarati, on the day of my distress, Hashem darashti, I sought Hashem. Yadi laila nigra, velo tafug ma'ane inachim nafshi. My makot, my wound, oozes at night and does not abate. My soul refuses to be comforted. The Radak points out here that the wound is the pain over the galut, over the exile. V'makahi ha'anacha v'ke'ev ha'lev al ha'galut. And he dafka specifically feels it worse at night, because that's when a person is lying in bed, not busy with anything, but laila adam panoy mi'iskei ha'olam, he's just lying there, and then is when a person focuses on his suffering. Pasuk Dalet 4, Eskara Elokim ve'ehemiya, I remember Hashem, and I moan. V'itatef ruchi sela, I speak and my spirit becomes faint. This four-note says, Asaf here says he remembers Hashem, Shehaya Ravitz Revi, he used to be there for me, he used to fight my battles. And I moan, Ich Azvani El Orech Yamim, how could it be that Hashem left me? The Rashbam says, V'itatef means V'itatef. When he thought over these thoughts, he fainted. The Mavim explains, he was so weak, Kilu Nafal B'chusha Krova El HaMavet, he almost died, he was so weak. Hechasta Shmurot Einai, Nif'amti V'lo Adaber, you held up my eyes, I throb and I do not speak. The Rashbam explains, he said, my eyes were stuck closed because I cried throughout the different Ashmarot, the different sections of the night, until I throbbed and I could no longer speak. Chashavti yamim ikedem, I think of earlier days, shnot olamim, of ancient years. Eskeran neginati balayla, I remember when I used to be able to sing and play music at night, but now, im levavi asicha, all night long, I just spend the night speaking with my heart, v'chapes ruchi, and my spirit searches. And Rashi explains, what am I thinking about? Ani mechashev ruchi mechapes ma hu kein midato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm trying to understand Hashem's ways, but ani tamia ha'olamim yiznach. Is Hashem going to abandon his people forever? That's pasuk hey. Ha'olamim yiznach Hashem v'lo yosif l'rtzot od. Is Hashem going to forsake me forever? He's going, Asaf here is not only speaking for himself, but for all of Klal Yisrael, expressing the collective fear that Hashem's chesed has ceased. The words reflect a deep crisis of faith. When suffering seems endless, it can seem as though Hashem has turned away permanently. Ha'efes lenetzach chesto, has his kindness ended forever? Omer l'dor v'dor, has he issued a decree for all generations? Hashachach hanot kel, has Hashem forgotten to be gracious? Im kafatz be'af, rachamav sela, has he in anger shut off his mercy forever? This is a very intense section of Tehillim, and we are left wondering, what is going on here? Here we have Asaf, who has already worked through the process of dealing with tzadik v'ralo, rasha v'tovlo, why good things happen to bad people and bad things happen to good people. Over the last few prakim, he's worked through this, and he's taken on the role of spreading his newfound understanding to the rest of the masses, and suddenly, he does an about-face, having a crisis in faith and crying out to Hashem that he has left him. Asaf is meant to be our guide in understanding the way Hashem works and how his justice system works, but now he seems to have lost it. What is going on here? This sudden loss of faith by the leader is reminiscent of a discussion in Masechet Yuma, Samach Daf Samach Tet, 69. De Amar of Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi asks a question. He says, Lama nikra shman anshei Knesset Hagdola? Why are the leaders of the people called the Anshei Knesset Hagdola, the men of the great assembly? Why were they so great? And the answer, Shechziru Atara Liyoshna, because they restored the crown to its former glory. Right, Moshe originally called Hashem Hakel Agadol Hagibor Vanora, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God. Ata Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu comes later and he says, Nicharim Mekarkarim Behechalo, foreigners are destroying his sanctuary, his Beit HaMikdash. Aye Noratav, where is Hashem's awesomeness? And so he stopped calling Hashem Nora. He was just Hakel Agadol Hagibor. Later on, Daniel came and he said, Necharim ishtabdim bevanav, foreigners are enslaving his children. Ayei gvurotav, where is Hashem's might? Lo amar gibor. He stopped calling Hashem gibor. He was just hakel gadol, but no longer gibor, no longer nora. Ayei atu inhu, the anshei Knesset Agdola, the men of the great assembly, came when they wrote the Shemoneh Esrei and they said, Adaraba, on the contrary, Zohi gvurat gvurato. This is the very expression of Hashem's might. Shekoveshet yitzro et yitzro shenotin erech apayim rishaim. His strength is in the fact that he's able to restrain his anger and wait to punish. The Gemara goes on and asks, but how could it be? How could it be that all these great leaders, Yirmiyahu and Daniel, didn't understand this idea that Hashem was still with them, even in the times of suffering, and that he's still gadol v'nora, great and awesome, despite the difficult situations they were in. And the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, goes on to answer, Mitoch sheyodin v'kadosh baruch hu, since they truly understood Hashem, she'amitihu, that Hashem is really truthful, and he really does have a justice system, lefichach lo kazvu bo. Therefore, this is not considered to be that they spoke falsely about him. What does this mean? Since they knew and understood for real that Hashem is truthful, in this case, it's not considered that they spoke falsely about him when they said he's not Gibor and Nora, great and awesome, strong and awesome. Rav Shatai Sabato explains a very important principle here, and he says, Klomar berege musuyam, at a certain point, hanevi'im v'achozim bitu et ha'emet ha'ko'evet hargashatit, the prophets expressed the painful emotional truth, and not rather than the intellectual truth. The intellectual truth is Hashem does justice. But emotionally, at that moment, they felt pain. Mutar la'adam litpate berega shel ke'ev et mashu margish. A person is allowed to express what they feel in a moment of pain. He can express his emotions. They're real. Aval miyad achreze, but immediately afterwards, they must return to the intellectual understanding, to understand that whatever Hashem does, everything's for the good. It's good, not in the present, but on a broader level, in the historical perspective. What he's saying here is that despite the fact that Asaf understood intellectually that Hashem has a justice system, he understood that in the end, the evildoers are going to be punished. But in the moment, he had a moment of emotional pain, and that's okay. But even so, we have a turning point over here in the middle of this parak. Despite his despair, Asaf shifts his focus from his present suffering to the past wonders Hashem has performed. He goes back to looking at the long-term perspective. V'omar chaloti shnot yamin elyon, in Pasuk 11, I said, this is my anguish. Right now I'm in pain, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Hashem chooses to recall Hashem's past kindness, particularly again Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim, the ultimate proof of Hashem's power and loyalty. Zacharti ma'alei kel, I recall the deeds of Hashem. Ki eskara mikedem palecha, for I remember your wonders of old. By looking at history, we can see that Hashem has never abandoned his people, even in their darkest moments, and that allows Asaf to regain his faith. V'agiti b'chol pa'alecha, I will reflect on all that you've done, v'alilotecha asicha, and I will speak about your wondrous deeds. Elokim b'kodesh, Hashem, your way is holy. Mi kel gadol ke Elokim, who is as great as you? Ata hakel osepela, you are the Almighty who performs miracles. Hodata ba'amim uzecha, you made your strength known amongst the nations. Ga'alta b'zroa amecha b'nei Yaakov, with a mighty arm you redeemed your people. B'nei Yaakov Yosef Sela, the children of Yaakov and Yosef forever. And he goes on and he talks about Kriyat Yamsu, for nature itself responds to Hashem's will. And just as Hashem split the sea to save Bnei Israel, Hashem always remains in control, even when we do not immediately see his hand. And the final pasuk, he reaffirms Hashem's guidance in pasuk 21, Nachita Kitzon Amcha Biad Moshe V'Aaron. You led your people like a flock in the hands of Moshe and Aaron. Hashem's leadership is compared to that of a shepherd guiding his flock, a metaphor for his constant care. Even when the path seems unclear, Hashem is leading us always with purpose. Finally, in conclusion, Tehillim 77 speaks to anyone who has ever felt distant from Hashem in times of crisis. Asaf does not deny his pain or his questions, but he doesn't let them consume him. Instead, he finds hope in the end by recalling Hashem's past miracles, proving that even when he seems hidden, he's always there. This mizmor offers a powerful lesson for our own struggles. When we feel lost, we must remember that Hashem has proven history has proven Hashem's constant presence and salvation. But this parak at the same time validates the reality that even if we intellectually understand that Hashem runs the world and that divine justice exists, we may still struggle with our situations on an emotional level. This is completely natural. However, at some point, we must gather our strength and remind ourselves by looking back at history that though Hashem may seem distant, he has never abandoned us. He has always returned to save us. I remember at the beginning of the war, going to pay a shiva call to Achia and Idit Eliyahu, friends of ours who lived down the street, whose son was killed fighting to protect the country. At the shiva, a man shared that he had been visiting many bereaved families across the country, and he observed a striking difference in how people processed their loss. Families with a ge'ula mindset, a deep understanding that we are part of a greater plan, were clearly heartbroken, yet even in their pain, they could still recognize that their tragedy had meaning, that Hashem was behind the scenes, orchestrating events, even if his plan was beyond human comprehension. In contrast, those from other backgrounds who lacked that perspective were left completely shattered, unable to find any meaning or purpose in their suffering. When tragedy strikes, pain and sadness are inevitable. We are human, and we feel deeply. The question is, what happens next? Can we pull ourselves together and remind ourselves that even in the darkest times, Hashem is still with us, running the world? Thank you for studying Le'iloi Nishmot Helen Moskovitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Shevet HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day, sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzhak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.